In recent days, some Jordanians have broken a long-held taboo, chanting attacks on King Abdullah himself. The protests were sparked by a cut in subsidies, meant to forestall a fiscal crisis and comply with IMF loans. But it's unleashed resentment of what some call an absolute monarchy. Street activists are not the only ones taking on the king. Political analyst Labib Kamhawi questioned the monarch's commitment to reform on Jordanian television and now faces criminal charges.
Here, the regime has no intention to accept people's demand for some significant and serious reform, because all powers are amassed in the hands of the king himself.
Yet many Jordanians still profess loyalty to the king, even as they complain about the price hikes.
It is a burden on the citizen, but may God perpetuate peace and security here in the country, and may His Highness remain at the head of us all.
This loyalty has helped Jordan weather the storms battering other nations in the region, including Syria, whose refugees fill camps along their mutual border. But some worry that the king and his advisers are squandering their strength for short-term gains. Parliamentary elections set for January are an example. Political analyst Oraib Al-Rantawi.
They adopted this electoral system, which ended up with more polarization in our society, more sub-identities emerged in our society, social violence.
Some believe leaders are also manipulating fault lines. Labib Kamhawi.
It wants to make sure that the two major components of the society, the East Jordanians and the Palestinians, do not come hand in hand, unified vis-a-vis the regime.
Short-sighted is a word that comes up frequently in discussions of the monarchy's approach to calls for peaceful, gradual reforms.
This is part of the debate in our society, but unfortunately it seems to me that the lessons of the Arab Spring is not learned well, even in Amman.
Yet hope remains that their leaders will listen and prove the exception rather than the rule. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Amman.